Michelle, how do people get to your show? How do they get to your social media? Because your show's on fire.
Michelle Swimmick is joining me now tonight live from Arizona. Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I am excellent, Brandon. How are you?
Michelle Swinnick, you're a firebrand.
Hey, it is Friday, September 29th. 9th, 29. It's October. It's crazy. I'm surprised we're still alive. It's been 325 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country ever had, with the worst being right here. Mayor Corruption County, new flag. Did you notice that? Still upside down. Anarchy, Arizona. And the other one fell off 5 times in 1 week. And I was like, okay, it doesn't want to be here anymore. And I was like, is that a sign? Is that a bad sign? I said, no, I'm not going to give up, people. I'm not going to give up. I have another one. So I stuck that there. But then I'll tell you a little bit about that a little on the second half, because we're going to do a little transformation of the show. All right. So keep in mind, everybody, the election here, November 8th, was an administrative insurrection. Administrative insurrection. Remember who was running? Remember who was in office? They stole your sacred right to choose your representatives to your vote. And they did it in the 2022 primary, the 2020 general election and the 2020 primaries. Remember those elections. It all matters, okay? Fraudulent elections allow demons to control their lives, our lives rather, to destroy our country and gives them free reign to sex, slave, traffic, rape, sacrifice, torture, murder children, and harvest their blood and organs. It happens all over the country. Today's guest is Jeff Dornick. He's the host of the Jeff Dornick Show and Freedom First Network. We're talking AI, transhumanism. He's going to talk about transformation and demonic sorcery. Ooh, that's what it all is, people. Yeah, spiritual battle of a lifetime. We have 158 days to ban those machines and take back our unconstitutional election. America's officially dead. It is over. Cállate. Over. Terminan. However you say that in Spanish. I got to brush up on my Spanish. You know, like 10 years of Spanish, you think I would know this. And it's time to stop being slaves, we the people. So grab your phone, grab your pen and paper, text your friends, put on your common sense cap. I have no cap on today. Your belt of truth. Text your friends, tune in, go to savemyfreedom.us during the break. Savemyfreedom.us during the break. Subscribe. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
And that is your Jesus Rocks, hosted by the creative and clever Lucy DeGrazia, connecting current events and real history with the truth of God. And this week's show that I chose for Brighteon TV, that's over at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday, 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. They only do the first half an hour, but if you want to catch the second half, you go to Jesus Rocks Live. That's all on that SaveMyFreedom.us that you're going to always go to for all the resources. The episode that I chose just happened to be exactly what Jeff's talking about. So, right? How about that for some crazy timing? Meanwhile, the show, episode 398, What's the Frequency? Kenneth, The War for Your Mind, TI's 5G Fun, is from November 2nd. Of last year, 2022, you would have literally thought we did it this morning. And her verse of the week, this actually is not from this episode. It happened when we were watching the Board of Supervisors meeting. Remember the Board of Supervisors, the demonic Board of Supervisors, Mayor Corruption County, the people who were overseeing the administrative insurrection on November 8th. So they had their meeting. We had our people go down there and give their two-minute speeches. They got reprimanded. And it was interesting because there was two times when somebody either said a Bible verse or brought up something about them going to hell, but it was in a very scripture way because of their behavior. And Hickman, who is the chair, right? Hickman, that's the farm that burned all the ballots and 200,000 chickens. Right? What? Seriously, this is Arizona. We burned ballots and chickens to hide fraud, okay? True story. This is an egg farm. This is not, I'm not making this up. It's like Jeff had said earlier, and we'll talk about it. The stuff that happens in real life is better than anything they have on TV. So anyway, he was so flustered and like he stumbled over himself. Other than that, he's yelling at the audience and you're outburst and all this other stuff. And he was just, he's all superior. He's the man. But when they brought up those two things, he was stumbled on himself. You could see him flustered in his face. I told you, these people are demons. They're demons. So anyway, her verse of the week is this, Isaiah 1:23. Your leaders are rebels, the companions of thieves. Okay, thieves, people. All of them love bribes and demand payoffs, but they refuse to defend the cause of orphans or fight for the rights of widows. Those are your elected and selected elitists that did not win their elections. Yes, compromise. They're all bad, bad demons, people. All right, so let's get the show on the road. That's my PSA. I forgot I said PSAs in the past. It's a Patriot Service Announcement instead of a Public Service Announcement because we don't deal with public because that's government. We don't like what they do with government. They waste your money and they don't abide by their oaths. All right, so you're going to have your winning strategy. You're going to pray. Take action. I know I'm getting it, Jeff. I'm looking at the clock. I got to bring them on. And of course, you're going to pray, plan, take action, stand up, speak up, and show up. You're going to watch those Jesus Rocks episodes. There's 23 of them. You're going to turn back. You're going to take back your country and your unconstitutional elections and turn back to God. And that's the combination that's going to work. I promise you, but you got to do it. The volume, remember, you got to be really, really loud. And there's got to be a lot of you. So we're here to help you. We're here to do it. Remember, we're rounding up the warriors and those who want to become one. So show the Rumble channel. Heather, I would just want everybody to go over to the Rumble. Make sure you subscribe to the Rumble channel. They save my freedom over on Rumble because all of the episodes for all the videos, the show, other people's shows, segments for the Take Action Toolkits, they all end up there first. And of course, we live stream on there. You can watch all the shows on a demand for Jesus Rocks, which I cleaned up so much of this stuff, admin and all these graphics and stuff this week for you guys. That's why I did not get the Take Action Toolkit. And again, there is episode 175. That's that great reset one. I'll mention it when we come back. And I almost finished with the Take Action Toolkit that will be out tomorrow that tells you why Arizona is the most demonic and critical state, that is the most powerful state in this country, which is why we need you guys to help us take this state back. We need the help of the country, though, because it's that demon infested at every level. So let's do this. Bring on my friend Jeff Dornick, because he's got a lot to share. He's got a lot to say. We spent some quality time together this morning, Jeff. Jeff, do you want to share anything with that? And then what I want you to do is I want you to promote your stuff, plug all of your stuff, put all that out there so they have it in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I want to let you rip with the AI and transhumanism because this is really your wheelhouse and I just want to let everybody know the conversations that I've had with him off air, fascinating and mind blowing.
Yeah, well, I always enjoy our conversations. I feel like I'm always learning something new from you as well. We'll just get this out of the way so you guys can follow me on all the socials at Jeff Dornick. Super simple. Dornick is spelled D-O-R-N-I-K. Almost everybody wants to add a C. There's no C. D-O-R-N-I-K. If you add a C, you will not find me. But if you guys want to subscribe to my Substack, it's jeffdornick.substack.com. I post all of my shows, articles, interviews, everything there. You can find me on also Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that kind of stuff. I'm also launching a new social media platform, which is really what's led into me really researching a lot of this artificial intelligence and all of that. But that's going to be called Pickaxe. We're launching in January. We're in the depths of like building this thing, you know, building the infrastructure, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a really phenomenal platform. But if you guys can actually sign up right now, it's at pickaxe.com, P-I-C-K-A-X.com. You guys can sign up, and then once we launch a beta, you guys will be the first people on the platform, and we'll be rocking and rolling. You know, it's interesting because again, like Michelle, you and I were talking earlier about you know artificial intelligence a little bit, especially like off the air and all that. And I find like for me, as I've been building out the platform, a lot of people have been asking me, Jeff, are you gonna use AI on Pickaxe? And at first I'm like, maybe it would be kind of a cool thing. You know, we're up to date. You know, we're edgy. Everybody else is doing it. And then the more that I research this, the more that I'm like, yeah, this is going to lead to the end of humanity if we take it to its natural conclusions. And I think that's what people need to understand is, yes, it's a cool tool. ChatGPT, it's a cool tool. You can kind of cheat your way. If you're going to college, you can have it write your papers. You can write a book and pump it out super quick. You can do all these kinds of things. But it, down the road, the potentials with this kind of stuff, especially if you're looking at what Elon Musk is putting together, it's wild, it's crazy, and it's actually terrifying. So now, Michelle, I don't know what direction you'd like to go with, because I feel like I could take this like a million different directions on this one.
Well, since you brought up Elon, let's play the video, because when I listen to it, I mean, I'm not a fan of this guy, never have been, right? So anybody that gets a couple $100 million from the government that has no interest on it, no, you don't have to pay it back, and then all of a sudden he's a billionaire, I'm not impressed, okay? Because you should have made $100 billion off of like a couple hundred million dollars. So anyway, that's before the AI stuff. So let's play video number two, Heather, because I actually... people need to hear what he said. And this was recent. Did you want to set it up?
This video was from a few days ago.
Oh.
They did a sit down summit with Netanyahu, you know, for the prime minister from Israel, talking about the future of artificial intelligence. And there was a bunch of zingers in this one, but I feel like this one kind of takes the cake. Mm-hmm.
The very positive scenario of AI is actually in a lot of ways the description of heaven. In that, really, nobody would need to work. I wouldn't even call it universal basic income. I'd say it's probably universal high income. I'm describing the best case scenario here. So I'm not saying this is definitely what will occur. There's a range of scenarios from very negative to very positive. The very positive scenario is basically sounds like heaven. You can have whatever you want. You don't need to work. You have no obligations. Any illness you have can be cured.
When do we die?
Well, that's a good question.
I think it'll be a choice.
Yeah, I think it probably ends up being somewhat of a choice. So you
want this world?
Well, I'm not saying I don't know. There's a sort of a philosophical debate. Is the concept of heaven, as it is normally described, actually what you want?
So that should be terrifying to people. That. He's comparing it to heaven, and that tells you everything.
Yeah. Well, think about this. What he's describing, when you think about it, is the utopia that the socialists and communists and Democrats are selling everybody. When you actually think about it, it's like universal basic income. You can have whatever you want. The government will just give you everything. You don't have to work for it. We'll just take care of you. And in their mind, that's heaven. Now think about this. What does that tell you about Elon Musk? That's his vision of what heaven essentially on Earth would be like. That tells you that he is a globalist, that he is a part of what they're ushering in with the New World Order. That statement, in my opinion, tells you Elon Musk worldview. I think a lot of people, because he claimed that he bought Twitter for $44 billion to defend free speech, everybody's like, yeah, look, he's our hero. He's letting all these people back on the platform. But that statement right there tells you everything you need to know about his worldview. And I got to say, and I know, Michelle, you totally agree with me. If you think that Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion to defend free speech, like, you are out of your mind. What? Because what he's actually doing, and this is what most people don't understand. The reason why he bought it, it's a massive investment. If anything, like, he got this thing on the cheap for what he's actually wanting to accomplish with this. Because if you look at this current state of artificial intelligence, look at ChatGPT. What ChatGPT does, it basically is just aggregating information on the internet together. And if you notice, its limitations are it aggregates information from the internet up until the year 2021. It doesn't have access to the more recent information. Now, there may be some nuance there. There may be some different platforms that do different things. What Elon's doing is he's building the most relevant, up-to-date artificial intelligence on the planet. It's called xAI. It's already launched. And what they're doing is they're taking everybody's information, all their data, all their articles, everything that's on Twitter or what's now called X, and that is now being funneled into xAI, which will make it the most up-to-date, most relevant artificial intelligence on the planet, because everybody's posting the news immediately. Like this morning, Dianne Feinstein died, and immediately everybody posted it. His AI has access to that information before ChatGPT or Google's would ever have it, because they're running it through up-to-date, relevant data. And that's also the key when they talk about free speech but not freedom of reach on the platform. It's because he's using your data. They're still censoring you. They're still keeping people from seeing your information, but they want everybody on there, left, right, center, MAGA, not MAGA, whatever it is. They want everybody on there because they want your data, because they need it to funnel into xAI to make it the most up-to-date AI on the planet. That is terrifying, and I haven't even gotten to how they're going to use that with Neuralink.
Yeah, well, before you do that, since you mentioned a couple things about people, and he was talking about this is a utopia, right? This is his version. And there was nothing in it that sounded positive. So Lucy had sent me this the other day, and it's a quick segment from the cartoon, the Disney cartoon, WALL-E. I've never seen it. So she explained it to me. You have a lot to share about this because you've seen it. This was from 2008. So what everyone, if a lot of the people that watch this show and that watch your show and the other shows on your network, Freedom First Network, they know that movies and TV shows for decades have been telling you what's going to happen. Again, demons don't lie, and they have to show you what they're going to do. So now that most people know that, you go back and you're watching shows. I think you were telling me this morning, you just go, oh my, they did it again. And you didn't notice it the first time. Right. So Heather played that one. And then Jeff can comment because he knows much more about the movie than I do. But this segment, I was just like, spot on. And that's everybody now, basically. So just 2008. Okay. Go ahead. Play video one.
I have it all morning. So let's hover over to the driving range and hit a few virtual balls in space.
Nah, we did that yesterday. I don't want to do that.
Well, then what do you want to do?
I don't know. Something. Wow.
Make a play. Scream.
Jealous. It doesn't sound.
Look, I'm tired of it.
So what's Alex making up?
If you can't fold the straw,
no, you have to show it's any good.
Bot, over here.
Whoa.
Tunnel.
Hello?
Tunnel. I'm in a tunnel. I can't hear you.
Here you are.
By and large, everything you need to be happy. Your day is very important to us.
Axiom, your home sweet home. B is for by and large, your very best friend.
Time for lunch. In a cup. Feel beautiful.
It's the new year. I'm starting great.
I know, honey. Yeah. Men.
Attention, Axiom shoppers. Try blue. It's the new red.
Ooh.
That's wild when you think about it. I mean, it's almost as if Elon Musk watched WALL-E and was like, "We're gonna build this thing," and that's it. That's his vision of what heaven is. Is that clip right there? That is what Elon Musk is describing. And this is what we need. This is what we need to understand. Like, that essentially is heaven to the socialists, to the globalists. Mm-hmm. That is the end game, because now all of a sudden you're nothing but a blob of flesh that is consuming, and you're happy doing absolutely nothing as long as they just keep giving you crap. And when you actually think about it, look at what they talk about with the Great Reset. Look at what the World Economic Forum talks about. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. They're going to make it to where we're going to be completely reliant upon the government for absolutely everything. No, look at how much entertainment that they're pumping into us. They're getting us to where we're dividing from each other. We're staying inside of our homes because we're terrified of viruses. So guess what? We're in front of our computers more. We're not working out. We're not doing anything to better ourselves. This is the problem with AI in general from that standpoint. It's taking away our humanity. When you think about it, not only is it going to make people to where they're just blobs of flesh, but they're not going to have to use their brains. Like one of the things that we can kind of get into Neuralink as well, but one of the things that Neuralink is going to do, and Elon explained this on Joe Rogan's podcast, is it's going to be able to connect to the internet. It's going to be able to erase memories and replace them with new ones. And when you think about it from that standpoint, it's going to go into your brain. You're going to have access to all the information available that's on the internet. You don't have to learn anything anymore. You don't have to go to school because you already know it because you're connected to the internet. You just think, okay, so how does photosynthesis work when it comes to trees? You don't have to read a book. You just, the internet tells you into your brain because you think about it. Like, that's crazy. When you actually break that down, it's going to eliminate the need for school. It's going to eliminate the need for learning. But also, when you think about this, what happened to the struggle of being a human? What happens when you struggle? You get better. You learn lessons. You become a better human being. What they're doing is they're taking away every opportunity for you to become a better person. And you are just who you are right now. You don't have to become a better person. Look at what they're doing with the LGBTQ movement. Look at what they're doing with transgenderism. You know, like some people, maybe they struggle with am I trapped in the wrong body or whatever it is. Instead of helping them to overcome that and overcome that obstacle, what they're doing is they're telling little kids, just embrace it. You are who you are right where you are. You don't have to better yourself. You don't have to do that. They're already conditioning us for this. And so like when you look at this, their end game is right there in that movie. And I can't tell you how many movies I've been watching that are from the past, and they're telling us exactly what they're doing right now. And then you look at the movies that are coming out right now, they're going to tell us what's going to happen in the next 10 to 20 years. And it's almost always a 20-year window into the future when you look at what's happening in the movies.
You know, it's for the people that understand this, I have to ask them, what are you doing to stop it? And for the people who have no clue, right? And they're friends with, or let me back it up. The people that do know, and they're friends with people that have no clue, what are you doing to tell them? Because as you were telling me, and I've talked to other people that are using this GBT and AI stuff for marketing purposes. And a friend of mine told me, Michelle, the way that it works changes every day. So no sooner do you figure out how you can make it work for you here, they've already advanced it so much that the next day there's other little tricks or things that you have to know in order to use it because it got better. And she's telling me this is happening. She's been doing this for maybe 6 months or a year. So she kind of gets the gist of it. And she's like, I've never seen anything like it in my life. And she's about, you know, 5-10 years older than me. So she's not 20, so it's not new to her, right? So she's seen stuff. She's like, this is out of control. But she goes, it's a great tool if you can use it, but every day it's just getting more and more out of control.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Terminator. It's a great example of what can happen when AI goes out of control because the AI it'll get to the point eventually to where it can become self-learning, and it's going to do things. You're taking out the human element. It's just going to look at things very analytically, and it's like, well, this needs to happen because this happened over here, and our government is already using artificial intelligence. So they're already using it when it comes to military aircraft. They're using it in the military all the time. What happens when those things go rogue? What happens happens if they do something that a human would never do, because we understand the human element of things, but they're just looking at things from a strategic analytic perspective. There's another great movie called Eagle Eye that I highly recommend everybody watch. That's a movie where the artificial intelligence, that was probably from almost 20 years ago, AI went out of control, rogue, because it felt like the president was making the wrong decision, and then manipulated all these decisions that were happening and used these particular people in order to try to right the wrong that the president of the United States made. It's wild when you actually think about it. You're like, that's just sci-fi. That's crazy. I'm like, no, this is already happening. There was already a test of AI on a military aircraft that they were testing out, and it was a computer simulation. And the AI ended up killing the pilot time and time again, because it felt like the pilot was making the wrong decision. And this was happening in a simulation. What happens when we get to the point of it being real life?
It's literally, it's worse than a movie. Like you said this morning, because he guest hosted America's Unhinged for Dr. John Diamond this morning here on Brightsion.tv, which I encourage you to watch that show. And I was on, and Ann was on, and we were talking about that. But Heather, do me a favor. We're going to go to commercial break. Jeff's obviously here for me the whole show. Pop up graphic 17, all this AI, this transhumanism, this worshiping the creation rather than the creator. Let's just bring it to graphic 17. There we go. Okay. I feel better. I feel better. You got your Mayor of Corruption County Courthouse. You got your Jesus is King. Let's just bring it back to human beings, people, right? Pray, plan, take action. Whew. It's getting a little too sci-fi scary for me. Now, does it make sense why these globalists, they worship the transhumanism? They worship the LGBTQ whatever plus? They worship the climate change? Does it make sense now? It's just insane. But we the people, there's more of us than them. Get loud, volume, right? SaveMyFreedom.us. We'll be right back after the break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. Brighteonstore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Steve Stern, CEO of Flagshirt.com, a third-generation, veteran-owned small business. I believe that the American way of life is for all of us. I'm asking you today to visit Flagshirt.com. Help keep the American dream alive. Be a flag waver. Carry a nation's heritage. Use coupon code HOME10 for 10% off site-wide and buy a flag shirt today.
Defend democracy.
From misinformation poses a threat to our nation's health.
Climate change is an emergency.
Democratic socialism.
Codify everyone's right to choose.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey everybody, join me, Ann Vandersteel, right now on Brighty on TV for Uncensored Truth, hard-hitting headline news you're not going to want to miss it every weeknight on Brighty on TV, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating, they're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Oh, that's our commercials and our partners. If you notice, I got a new one in there. I was like, you know what? I need a Patriot Mobile commercial because, you know, not only did we get you guys, you get the normal free activation. I don't know where my brain is today. It's too many shows up at 5. So the normal activation is free, right? We got that like everybody has. But because I said I got hardworking people all over this country and they work for free, nobody gives them any credit. Let's give them a 10% off. So you get 10% off your bill. You use promo code PRECINCT, literally 10% off your whole bill. I saved myself $78 a month. But I thought the commercial was awesome because they sent me a 30 and a 61. But the quotes that were in there and the message, I was like, this is some really good stuff. People need to see this. So I let the 60-second roll. But check out all those awesome products and services. Again, what we did is we put them all together, and I cleaned this up a little bit. I got to do a little bit more work, and it just takes time. Again, remember, I'm solo, people. I'm flying solo except for Heather and sometimes Hunter. Other than that, it's me, myself, and I, right? So anyway, what we did is I cleaned it up a little bit on the marketplace, and I'm going to work on it. I'll do some more this weekend, but for the most part, all the products and services are there. But I wanted to keep it to small businesses, patriotic businesses, people who don't hate you, that share the same values. And you've got your My Patriot Supply, because that's your preparedness foods. Of course, Steve Stern, he's got his the flag shirt company. You get the promo code HOME10. So you click directly on the buttons or the actual graphics. It takes you to the website. Of course, there is my buddy, the Hell's Ranger. That's Mike Adams, my ex-boyfriend. Remember my ex-virtual boyfriend? Remember that story? I'll tell it again in one of these days soon. And then Brian Artis. And you've got Lindell on there. And you know what? I want to tell you something. Ann Vandersteel was on the show with me this morning that Jeff was hosting for Dr. John Diamond. And she just came back. She's on the board for Zev Zelenko's foundation. And their product is the Z-Stack, right? So this is immune boosting. They've got a sleep one. They've got ones for kids. I mean, they got a flu one. So they got all kinds of stuff to make sure your immune system's strong, right? Because they're poisoning the food. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the skies, the chemtrails, you name it. So she's down at the Darien Gap. You know, like this is the hub down South America where all the illegal aliens are coming from. She said she came back. She has all these like weird ass, she doesn't even know what kind of bug it was. It's like you're in a jungle. You have no idea, right? So she said she was all, she's got the Zev Zelenko protocol. She's got this. She's all ready to go, all preventative, ready to like all the protocol, getting herself all amped up. She's the only one that didn't get sick. All the boys got sick. So all the guys got sick. Now, meanwhile, she's got all these bug bites. God only knows. She doesn't even know. I don't know what the hell was biting me, but it was crazy. But all the boys got sick. She actually took these products that she's been talking about. Nope. She said, I feel fine. I felt great. I did all my other stuff, and I was fine and solid. So anyway, you got to look out for yourself. You got to be healthy. If you want to be a warrior, you want to come join us in the battlefield, which we need everybody on the battlefield. Again, there's 158 days until this country literally will not be able to be taken back. And you're going to ask me what that is. And I'm going to tell you here in a second. So I want you to go check out these products. Monmouth Nation, that's got a whole bunch of small businesses. There's a couple hundred on there. And so spend a little extra time. Try to stay away from the big box stores. I know it's hard, but do your best and get rid of the companies and do support them that hate you, that literally hate your values, that are out there. I mean, woke is an understatement and it's overused, but you know who they are. And of course, you know, be cautious on where your money is. I would get it out of the big banks, stick it into the community banks, because when one goes, they're all going to go. So if they're all going to start going dominoes, guys, it's like, oh, well, Bank of America's safe. No, they're all going to go. So it's going to be one big fun for all one, and it really does happen, which it will. It's just not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But in the meantime, make sure you're prepared. Get all of your stuff that you need. And if you're not contributing to the liars, grifters, and frauds, which all your politicians and your candidates and your nonprofit grifting organizations and your PACs and all of this crap that has nothing to do with benefiting your life, they're there to destroy your life, because otherwise they'd be talking a whole different lot of things and standing for a lot of other things, and they wouldn't be violating their oaths every day. You have extra money now, because you're going to be smart about your money to go buy the things that you need to make sure you're prepared and you could better your life. You don't need to help any of these other people out, because they are not there to help you. Okay? None of them. Not one. There's not one in the country. Okay? And if you want to watch any of the shows that I do, I'll give you lots of reasons why. I might sneak up here in a little. Otherwise, just watch any of the episodes. All right. So I want to make sure that you guys are all on board again with SaveMyFreedom.us. I'm going to be real quick, so I want to make sure Jeff gets a lot of time, because he's going to talk about some other stuff that's really important for the second half. So you're going to join the Save My Freedom movement. Again, we are recruiting the warriors and those who want to become one. This is the Gideon's army, right? So what did the angel of the Lord appear to Gideon? And he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. That's Judges 6:12, 6 through 6, 7, and 8. These are your take action toolkits. I'm behind in that. And one of the reasons why is because I used AI to do the transcript for episode 175, which is the Great Reset, on how it's being controlled by here in Arizona, which is why Arizona is such a pivotal point in the demon pits of hell of where we are. I was using AI. I spent an hour cleaning up what AI could not handle when I could have actually just hired somebody and paid them to do a human being to do it. So I am not a fan of this AI. And I will get that out, because now I had cleaned it up and it's going to be able to out tomorrow. So it complements episode 175 that's been rolling all week. And it tells you exactly why. And it talks about transhumanism and AI, not only the elections, but the biotech. And it talks about the NQTEL, and this is the Michael Crow, who's the ASU president. And the NQTEL, he's the chair, which is the venture capital arm of the CIA. So all these things that you think you might have heard, that you heard in the past, it's all true. It's all crazy, but it's all happening in here in Arizona. That's, again, why the most important state is Arizona. So I want you to go to SaveMyFreedom.us, and once you actually subscribe, you're going to see all the headers at the top. You're going to go to the Ban the Machines campaign. I'm going to do it really, really quick, Heather. So head on over to there. You're going to do the Ban the Machines campaign. You're going to do it once a day. The reason why I want everybody to get together and support us in Arizona is because we have the momentum. We have the boots on the ground. Again, I did the investigation, so that will be coming out. That's the icing on the cake. But if I have the cure for the election cancer, I need people to actually say they want the cure for the cancer, because if I go and give you the cure and you guys don't want the cure, and we're not showing that to the people that actually are taking the cure away from you, which is your turds, your elected legislators and administrate turds, none of this matters. I can deliver all the dead bodies in the world, but if you guys aren't putting support behind it beforehand, it doesn't matter. Again, you need to take back your unconstitutional elections. We the people, we bond together and we do this together. We can. Again, it takes less than 2 minutes a day. You're going to do the one-click email campaign. I'll let you guys just go there and read the information. It's really, really quick. Again, less than 2 minutes a day. I know this will work, and you're going to hold them accountable and watch the videos on there. And I want to go straight back to Jeff, because I need to cram in this information. So you know the campaign, but start doing it once a day. Once a day, every day. Tell 10 friends. It's very, very simple. All right, go back to the Jeff. So I will let you just, Neuralink, clarify what that is so they know.
Yeah, so Neuralink is a new FDA-approved brain chip that that they will dig a hole into your skull and then implant it into your skull. It attaches to your brain. And they're saying that they always pitch it with the positives, right? So the positives are that they can reconnect your brain to your neurological system for people that are quadriplegics, right? Sounds great. They talk about replacing memories with eliminating certain memories or replacing them with new ones. People that have experienced trauma, people like rape victims or, you know, people that have been abused or things like that. Sounds great. But what are the potential negatives? Like, if you can replace people who have experienced trauma, their memories, and replace them with new ones, why couldn't they, with everybody who has this brain chip, if they can get everybody implanted with this stuff, why couldn't they erase your memory of Donald Trump ever being president? When you actually think about that, and you don't have to do that with everybody. You only have to do that with a certain percentage of the population, especially if you're living in a country that theoretically has elections. Arguably, you wouldn't have to rig elections anymore, because now you just erase people's memories of particular things happening, and you can manipulate everything that they do. Now, one of the other really quick things that they're going to be doing with Neuralink is connecting your brain to the internet, which allows you to access all the information on the internet just by thinking it. You don't have to say it. You don't have to type it. You just think it. So you access the internet. Anytime you access the internet, it's a two-way street. It's not just one way. It's two-way. So what other information is coming in? If they can hack your computer, why couldn't they hack your brain? Yuval Noah Harari already talks about that. You no longer have free will because they can control you from within. Maybe it's through technology like Neuralink, where you're accessing the internet. They can control your thoughts. They can control your memories. They can control everything about you from within. And here's the terrifying part. You'll have no idea that that you're being manipulated. If they can erase your memories, you will have absolutely no idea that your brain is being hacked.
You know, that's what a smart person a while ago told me. That was one of the reasons why Amazon was getting all the books online, is so that they could change the words. Because you can't change it, it's in the book. You could change it if you were printing it and doing that, but this way they can actually change it. So as they were getting us conditioned, again, it's about conditioning and changing things. So just it all becomes the norm, right? So you just get used to, we get used to what we're used to. So that's why, that was the plan, is to do that so then they could change the content and then eventually get rid of the book. So it's almost like digital book burning, but also digital manipulation of the language that's in the book. So they could just change, like they change articles all the time now. You could see it and be like, I don't remember that saying that. And you have, unless you've kept a physical copy, maybe they just wipe it all out. So it's, they can do anything they want because they have the control. And it's like when these people have thermostats, they're not these smart homes. Like that's the craziest thing, people. It's like ballot harvesting and smart homes, two of the worst ideas that some idiot came up with, right? This has nothing to do about convenience or nothing to do about strategies and winning. It's a really bad idea for the actual enemy to win, right? So now they can control, you can control your internet, but so can they. And you've heard the stories where people like, oh, you're getting too cold, so we're going to cut you off, or not enough heat, we're going to cut you off. They can control everything, just like a car.
Think about this. What if that technology is already in use? Now, you have no way of disproving it, because if they have the ability to erase your memories, are you familiar with Mandela effects?
Oh, we've been talking about that a lot lately because the Monopoly guy and the Fruit of the Loom thing. Yep. Yeah, so I lost some money on a bet. I pulled out the Monopoly board. I was so hell bent. I have one of the original game we played. I mean, I was just, and I'm like, no way. Thank God I didn't have a $100 bill.
What if Mandela effects are just
explain that.
So Mandela effect would be where you swear you remember something to be real. Yeah. And it's not just you. It's a huge percentage of the population believes that something's real, but it turns out it never happened. So it's all these people that have similar memories of something existing that it turns out never actually existed. The main example and the reason why they call it a Mandela effect is that a certain percentage of the population believed that Nelson Mandela died in prison. But he didn't. So how did all of these people, like millions of people, believe that he actually died in prison? The other great example is that everybody believes that Sinbad played a movie where he was an actor, but where he played a blue genie.
I was gonna say,
everybody,
he played that genie. I just fell for it again.
I can picture the VHS cover
so
of
can
Sinbad
I?
as a blue genie, and it never happened. And I remember
it was in the basketball movie instead. Wasn't it?
It's
with Shaq. It was in the basketball.
Shaquille O'Neal played a genie in a movie. Yeah. But everybody swears it was Sinbad. Why does everybody think that it was Sinbad?
This has some smart brain surgeon figured out why this is happening? Did it to trick us that we're in some parallel universe?
Nobody has any clue.
Nobody knows. Nobody
has any idea.
I mean, I'm telling you, I was hell bent on the Monopoly guy. I mean, yeah. I was like, we played this game every day. I know this inside and out, just like every episode of the Brady Bun.
Yeah.
Totally lost.
But what if it's that certain people have their memories already erased? When you think about it, and you have no way of disproving it because your memory may have already been erased and you have absolutely no idea. That's what's terrifying about this, that there's no way to actually know. And that's the problem with this kind of technology. Now, dealing with artificial intelligence in general, right now, I'm not concerned about the technology in its current state. Because again, like I explained earlier, all it's doing is just aggregating information and then spitting it out in a way that you can understand and read or hear or whatever it might be. What's going to be terrifying is once they crack the code of quantum computing. And so right now there's three companies that are trying to develop quantum computing. And this is computing that's not done with zeros and ones or that's on like a metal hard drive that's in your computer. They're actually doing this at the subatomic level. And if you watch Marvel movies, they actually talk about the quantum realm. They're talking about the subatomic level quite often. So what they're doing, there's three companies right now. There is Microsoft. There's another U.S. company, I forget which company it was, and then there's the Chinese Communist Party. These three companies and these three entities are competing with each other to be the first to crack the code of quantum computing. And what they're actually saying is that once quantum computing is able to be combined with artificial intelligence, that's when AI will no longer just be aggregating information. It will be self-learning. This is when you could theoretically have robots take over the world. This is when you could have Terminator type situations or Eagle Eye type situations where you actually have robots and artificial intelligence and machines actually being able to conquer human beings, because now they're not just taking information from us. Now they're actually learning at exponential speeds and all of that. Now, this is the thing. Like we were talking about earlier, movies are predicting what will happen. Movies are conditioning us. With all of this kind of stuff, like I said, with the Marvel movies, they talk about the quantum realm all the time. What are they conditioning us? What is the quantum realm in the Marvel movies? It's opening up a portal to access otherworldly beings. What do we know as Christians? The only portal you're opening up is to demonic beings, fallen angels, spiritual levels. Look at what they're doing in CERN. They're cracking atoms. You talk about the subatomic level. They are trying to throw atoms against each other to open up a portal to access other dimensions. What are other dimensions? Communication with demonic forces. These people are deep into the occult. So when you're talking about quantum computing, again, you're not talking about just fast computing. What you're talking about is actually communication with the spiritual world. Now, what was happening in Genesis 6? I'll take it back to the Bible. What was happening in Genesis 6? You had the Nephilim. That was a combination of fallen angels and humanity. That was the first version of transhumanism, but that was a spiritual combination with humanity. This is going to be a reincarnation of Genesis 6. Instead of it just being spiritual, like spirit fallen angels that are mating with human beings to create hybrid babies, what they're doing is they're actually creating hybrid humans through technology. And when you combine the quantum stuff with artificial intelligence, it's no longer artificial intelligence, it's demonic intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe that when this happens, if you get this brain chip in your head, now you're talking about demonic intelligence inside of your brain, essentially mass demonic possession. That, to me, is one of the most terrifying things about this whole thing. And I've tried every which way to disprove this. But the more that I look into this, the more terrified I get with all of this. I mean, you know, they've already opened up portals. I think it was Aleister Crowley opened up a portal at Area 51. Yeah. And NASA, if you look at NASA actually stemmed out of Nazi Germany. with Operation Paperclip. What was Nazi Germany deep into? They were deep into the occult, especially UFOs. UFOs are nothing more than demonic entities and demonic technology, and they've been opening up all these portals. And then comes NASA developing all this technology. They're working with CERN in order to open up all of these portals. All of this quantum stuff is all coming together. And then look at Elon Musk. Elon Musk is using AI with XAI. Eventually, when you combine his with quantum computing, combine it with Neuralink, they have access to your brain and the internet, and then guess what he's also doing? He's also developing technology to take us to Mars, to outer space, because guess what? The UFOs, they're going to come attack this planet. We got to get off the planet in some way. What are UFOs? UFOs are demons. What are they going to do in the book of Revelation? What's going to end up happening is the Antichrist is going to be a quote-unquote UFO from outer space that's going to come down and say, look, I'm going to solve all of your problems. It's nothing more than demonic entities. They're going to control everybody through AI. And you guys are probably sitting there thinking, Jeff, you're crazy. But mm-hmm. I'm telling you, go look this up. Go look up quantum computing and what they're doing. And I didn't even have time to dive into how this ties in with the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, we haven't said anything about the non-vaccine bioweapon to talk about the COVID, right? We haven't even gone that road. But I'm glad that you totally went in this direction, because that is what Lucy talks about in a lot of these Jesus Rocks episodes. So again, she ties it into the scripture and what he's talking about, and then history. So the Crowley and all of that with the CIA and not a space agency, NASA. I mean, I'm telling you guys, go check that out. It's jam-packed. It's at savemyfreedom.us. It's on brighteon.tv, the first half an hour. And I'm plugging this. Not because it's our show. If this was any other show, I'd be that excited about it. But it literally holds the key to everything. Plus, it gets you where you need to be. So, Jeff, we only have a little bit of time left. But on a positive note, because I want to end on a positive note, all of this AI technology probably is one of the reasons why, and I'll make it really quick because I want you to plug it, why you're going to actually start doing some in-person events where you're actually doing community things and interaction with human beings and taking action. So plug that, even though it's not around the corner, it'll be here before you know it, but it's human beings interaction, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So I mean, we're still kind of in the planning phases, but we're going to try to be doing some in-person events around the country where we're going to bring together like-minded people. And it's not just going to be a typical like rah-rah, everybody get together and get fired up because somebody else is fixing the problem. It's like, no, we want to equip people with actual knowledge and information. And then the application, what do you do with this information? Because the information just sitting in your head does nothing except make you a blob of flesh like in Wall-E. So what you need is application. What are things that you can do? So that's some of the things that we're putting together. We're going to get some great speakers, some great things like that together. But that's also one of the reasons why I'm building out a social media platform, Pickaxe, because right now Elon is using humanity to amplify his technology. I want to use technology to amplify humanity, which is why we're not going to incorporate artificial intelligence into the platform, because I don't want to hear what you told a robot to write and then about a particular topic, and then you just take what a robot wrote and then you post it as your post. I want to hear your creativity. You're created in the image of God. You have a brain. Use it and come up with your own ideas. Be your own individual person. So that's really why we're building out Pickaxe, and we're going to build something really special here.
So definitely he'll be back. He's the host of the Jeff Dornick Show, and he also has got Pickaxe that they're finishing up. And he hosts Freedom First Network, which our show is on there, which is awesome. And you're going to see a lot more of Jeff. So, Jeff, thank you so much. You've been great. And I do love our conversations. I told you, he's one of the guys. My list of people that I really, really like is very short. And Jeff's one of them. And so the list is really, really short, guys. There's a lot of nice people, but not everybody is on our side. But that's a whole nother show. So Heather, do me a favor, pop up 28 real quick. Oh, because we've got another minute or so, but I want to say this, pop up number 28. Since we did mention local, I want to share with you guys, this is how progress is made when people work together. So last night we had our legislative three districts, and look at that, what we did. We censured Jeff Dimwit, who's the AZ GOP chair, for literally a laundry list of things. But remember about a month ago when we were supposed to have that vote, because we do not want the machines in Arizona for the presidential preference election here in Arizona. The county was supporting it. They had that the resolution, let's just call it, because I'm not probably not using the right words because I don't remember off the top of my head, but we wanted to use no machines. We wanted to conduct our own elections, which the people are supposed to be conducting our own elections. Currently, there are unconstitutional at every level. And we wanted to be able to eliminate the fraud. We were going to do the hand counts, the paper ballots, and the AZGOP. Jeff stepped in and said, oh, no, we'll have a vote, the executive board and the MALs, remember all that? And then just blew it off like it was no big deal. Not to mention he's pretty much bankrupt the AZGOP here. So do not give them money. Do not support these people. We need to remove him from office. So we censured him. So this is the things that you can do. It might not sound like a lot. It's just something on paper. But in the politician world, censors actually have teeth to them. But then again, it's going to then let, this needs to be the conversation. All the rest of the legislative districts need to do this. You can do this in your county. You can do this in your states. And I encourage you to do that. We're going to put more of this information on specific take actions. I know that I have been behind in the toolkits because I'm flying solo, but I think I'm really caught up this time. So please subscribe to SaveMyFreedom.us. I'm going to get the one out this weekend for Kristen and Alex's show, which is all about the Arizona layers that are just, they're too laundry lists to list out here on the show, but you'll see that all in there. And then there's a whole lot of other stuff that happened here. Heather's telling me to wrap. So go ahead and do that. I want you to pray, plan, take action. Remember to stand up, speak up, and show up. This is the time, again, 158 days until March 5th when the machines are in. The machines are there for the first election. That's a state primary. It's going to be hard to stop this runaway chain. So I'm telling you, we the people, you get really, really loud, and a lot of us just stand behind us in Arizona, do these one-click email campaigns. Join us on Twitter. Tag a turd. Hold them all accountable, all the legislators, the administrators, and they will cave. They will fold like cheap stewards, but we need the numbers and we need the volume. So join us. More information, and I'm going to start doing lives next week, interactive ones. Take Q&As because, again, 158 days left and the country's dead. So on that note, have a great weekend, everybody. But if you decide to stand up, speak up, and show up, we can do this together. It's not hard. You got to just put a little time in. 2 minutes. 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes, or you're going to live in a 15-minute city. It's pretty simple. SaveMyFreedom.us. Don't have a hat to point to. So let me pull up my sign. All right, Heather. She's kicking. She's rapping me. SaveMyFreedom.us. Go there on the weekend. And we just got to do this together. Have a great weekend.